Secretary of State Tom Chedler says he will lay off 24 full-time employees and reduce hours at museums under his control to cope with the mid-year budget cut assigned to his office by Governor Bobby Jindal. Chedler announced the plans Wednesday, saying the layoffs would begin in April. The two largest museums operated by Chedler's office, the Old State Capitol in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum in Shreveport, will shrink operating hours to only 3 days a week. The remaining 12 small, largely rural museums will open 1 day a week. Jindal has announced plans to cut $61 million in state spending before the fiscal year ends June 30th to help close a mid-year deficit tied to declining oil prices. Lawmakers consider the plans today. More than 184,000 Louisiana residents enrolled for health insurance through the federal marketplace before the sign-up period ended Sunday. That's a growth of 82,000 people from last year. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services released the latest enrollment data Wednesday. About 11.5 million people nationwide will get health insurance through marketplaces created under President Barack Obama's health care overhaul. Louisiana's numbers have spiked from last year, the first year of the marketplace, and the requirement that people get insurance or face a federal penalty. In the 2014 enrollment period, about 102,000 Louisianans signed up for health care coverage. Of the people enrolled this year, one-third of them, about 63,000, are in the metropolitan New Orleans area. About another 20% were in the Baton Rouge area. The State Department of Agricultural and Forestry says the severe insect pest emerald ash borer, or EAB, has been detected in the state. Commissioner Mike Strain says this pest attacks ash trees and has been confirmed in Webster Parish, making Louisiana the 25th state to report the presence of this beetle. He says the EAB could be devastating to those trees.
It gets under the bark and it develops tunnels, and over a period of several years, the trees die.
Strain says one of the biggest concerns with the beetle is that there's no effective eradication method. He says the EAB was discovered last year in southern Arkansas. They believe it got there from someone who brought firewood camping from another state.
And our recommendation is that, number one, of course, you do not move it from state to state, and do not move it more than 10 miles from where you buy it.
Strain says ash trees are primarily located along rivers and swamps, but are also planted in urban areas for aesthetic appeal. KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the low 40s. This is KEDM News.